The long-standing reign of John Coates as Australia's Olympic Committee president is under challenge. Danny Roach, a gold medal-winning hockey-roo and successful businesswoman, has thrown a hat in the ring. She's the first person to take on the powerful Mr. Coates in 27 years. For more on this, we're joined now by the ABC's national sport correspondent, Mary Guerin. Mary, has this move come as a surprise to Mr. Coates?
I would have to think that he's been girding his loins for this because, as far as he's been concerned, the Australian Sports Commission head, John Wylie, with whom he's been having a very public and unseemly stoush with over the last few months or year, it would have to be said, he has been accusing Mr. Wylie of trying to unseat him. Well, now is that first challenger, and as you said, it's quite significant because John Coates is the most successful and powerful Olympic sports administrator we've had. But he's been incredibly successful in so many ways, commercially and leading the way on various policies for the Olympic team, but he has got his detractors, and that is what has led to this, not just with that public brawling with John Wylie, but he engaged in a public tussle with swimming after the Rio Games, in part his decision as an IOC vice president that allowed some Russian competitors in Rio highlights the tension between those two roles, and people say he's just simply got, there's too much concentration of power. Now, Danny Roach, this contender, is a commissioner on the Australian Sports Commission, but she denies that she's any part of any attempt by the Australian Sports Commission to take over the Australian Olympic Committee or anything like that. She says she's her own woman. But she did speak not long ago at a press conference about how that brawl between these two peak bodies has to end.
It is an unworkable situation, and for this to continue is not in the best interests of sport. And what I would plan to do immediately is write to Mr. Wylie and ask him if he would, I would suggest a working group between the AOC and the Australian Sports Commission, where he has four Olympians from the AOC, ASC board, Australian Sports Commission board, four Olympians from the AOC board, and we get together as a group with respective chief executives and come up with initiatives where Australian sport can collaborate and work together.
So that's former hockey roo Danny Roach and challenger. Mary, what is her pitch? I mean, is she promising a radical change in approach if she is elected?
Well, as you can hear, it's definitely about repairing that relationship, which she says is unworkable. She's also talking about overhauling governance. She wants to limit the term of president to 3 4-year terms. Interestingly, she's offering an honorary presidential role to John Coates, something that would be interesting to see how he took that. She's talking about a fundamental reset of the philosophy and the culture. Now, interestingly also, she's looking at doing an audit of where all of the money goes. And one of the things that has been criticised regarding John Coates is the $750,000 salary that he gets in terms of his appointment. His supporters say this is extremely well earned, but it is unusual in the sense that it is generally an honorary position. She has said that Danny Roach has said that she will make that more like $100,000, and in fact, if she were president, she would suspend it, effectively work for free. So she made reference to that in the press conference as well.
I believe John Coates has made a terrific contribution to Australian sport over the last 3 to 4 decades. But I do believe it is time for a change, and I do believe we need to reset the culture of the Australian Olympic Committee to make sure that every single dollar that possibly can be taken out of administration costs goes to sports and athletes.
That sounds like it'd be pretty popular. How much support does she have, Mary?
Well, she says she's gone into this with overwhelming support, or else she wouldn't have done this. But you can expect it to get nasty, Eleanor. Already Mike Tancred, the media person for the AOC, has written a piece saying that detractors don't qualify to carry John Coates' bag. So you can tell with that sort of note of outrage that certainly the game is on when it comes to that AGM in May, when all board positions will be thrown open as well.
Certainly one to watch. National sport correspondent Mary Guerin, thank you.